Today the subject is fear of the Lord. And there's two kinds of fear. There's a good fear of the Lord, and there is a bad fear of the Lord. And we read this story about Jonah, and we can see with Jonah that he had the bad fear of the Lord, but that the sailors had a good fear. Now the word of Yehovah came to Jonah the son of Amittai, saying, "Arise, go to Nineveh, the great city, and proclaim against her, for their evil has come up before me." But Jonah rose up to flee to Tarshish from the face of Yehovah, and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he gave the wage thereof and went down into it to go in with them to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. But Yehovah threw a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was thought to be broken. And the sailors feared and cried each man to his God, and threw the vessels that were in the ship into the sea to lighten it from them. But Jonah had gone down into the paneled flanks of the ship, and he lay and was in a deep sleep. So the great shipmaster came near to him and said to him, "What meanest thou, O deep sleeper? Arise, call to thy God. Perhaps God will reflect on us, and we perish not." And they said, a man to his companion, "Go and let the lots fall, and we will know because of whom this evil is upon us." So they let the lots fall, and the lot fell upon Jonah. And they said to him, "Tell us, please, for whose cause this evil is upon us? What is thine occupation, and whence comest thou? What is thy land, and of what people art thou?" And he said to them, "I am a Hebrew, and I fear Yehovah, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the dry land." And the men feared with great fear and said to him, "What is this that thou hast done?" For the men knew that he ran away from the face of Yehovah, for he had told them. And they said to him, "What shall we do to thee, that the sea may be calm from upon us? For the sea goes and is as a whirlwind." And he said to them, "Lift me and throw me into the sea, and the sea shall be calm to you. For I know that for my sake this great tempest is upon you." And the men dug in with the oars to return to dry land, but they were not able, for the sea went and was as a tempest against them. Wherefore they called to Yehovah and said, "We pray thee, Yehovah, we pray thee, let us not perish for this man's soul, and let not be upon us innocent blood, for thou, O Yehovah, hast done as delights thee." So they lifted Jonah and threw him into the sea, and the sea stood from her disturbance. And the men feared Yehovah with great fear and sacrificed a sacrifice to Yehovah and vowed vows. And also in this reading from the New Testament, in the 10th chapter of Matthew, we also hear about two kinds of fear. The Lord said to his disciples, "Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore prudent as serpents and simple as doves. And beware of men, for they will deliver you up to councils and will scourge you in their synagogues. And you shall be hated by all on account of my name. But he who endures to the end shall be saved. Fear them not, therefore, and be not afraid of those who can kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather be afraid of him who is able to destroy both the soul and the body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for an asarian, and one of them does not fall to the earth without your Father knowing? And of you, even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Therefore, be not afraid. You are of more value than many sparrows." Finally, we read from the Divine Providence about the third law of Divine Providence, that man cannot be compelled to be reformed. It says in number 139 and 140, No one is reformed in a state of fear, because fear takes away freedom and reason, for liberty and rationality. For while love opens the interiors of the mind, fear closes them. The fear that takes possession of the external of thought and closes the mind is chiefly a fear of the loss of honor or gain. The internal of thought is not closed by a fear of civil punishments or external ecclesiastical punishments, because such laws only prescribe penalties for those who speak and act contrary to the civil interests of the kingdom and the spiritual interests of the church, and are not for those who merely think in opposition to them. A fear of infernal punishment may take away possession of the external thought, but only for a few moments or hours or days. It is soon brought back to its freedom from the internal of thought, which belongs strictly to its spirit and its life's love, and is called the thought of the heart. But a fear of the loss of honor and gain takes possession of the external of man's thought, and when it does this, it closes the internal of thought from above against the influx from heaven and makes it impossible for man to be reformed. Inasmuch as the loves of self and the world are infernal loves and are the fountainheads of all evils, it is clear what the internal of thought is in itself in those with whom are the loves of these loves are the loves of their life, or in whom these loves rule, namely that it is full of the lusts of evil of every kind. And as such, fear takes away rationality itself and liberty itself, which are heavenly in their origin, it is evident it is a hindrance to man's ability to be reformed. No one is reformed in a state of misfortune if he thinks of God and implores his aid only in that state, because that is a compelled state. Consequently, as soon as he comes into a free state, he goes back into his former state in which he had thought little or nothing about God. It is otherwise with those who, in their former free state, had feared God. By fearing God is meant fearing to offend him. And offending him, God, means to sin. This fear is not a matter of fear, but of love. For when one loves another, does he not fear to do him wrong? And does he not fear this the more he loves? Without such fear, love is insipid and superficial, a mere matter of thought and not at all of the will. Here end our lessons. Blessed are they who hear the word of God.